1964 63 62 61 60 59 58 57 56 55 54
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
Are you telling me you built a time machine?
Remember. Tell you who, it's John Levine's time machine.
Well, hello again, and welcome in to another edition of The Time Machine. My name is John Levine. Great to be with you as we kick off another hour of exploring the best in rock and roll, R&B, rockabilly, whatever, starting in the early 50s and taking you right up to the mid-60s or so. Normally, we like to start off the show with a big bang, but this show, well, we'll start it with a bim-bam.
Bing-bang, boom-boom-da-bam.
Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere alone about midnight. Someone come knocking at my back door somewhere alone about midnight. I wonder, yes, I really, really wonder who could that someone be. Somewhere alone about 11:44. Someone knocking at my back door. Hurry to the kitchen to look what I see. Behind the little sleep I had, I barely could see. Someone come knocking at my back door just like they did before. She was a foxy little mama with great big hips, pretty long hair, pretty red lips. 5'2" with eyes of blue, and knew exactly what to do. She went
bam, 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 and had a boom, 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 and knocking at my back door. This cat is wrong. I had a ringside seat. She had great big ears and funny little feet. She's 6'2", dressed polka dot blue, and she looked like something from the Brookville Zoo.
Bam, 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 and had a boom.
Thank you.
rocking songs to get us launched on this edition of the Time Machine. We started out with Bim Bam and then went to Bim Bam Boom. That first tune, Bim Bam, that was Don and Dewey, high school friends from Pasadena, California. Don Sugarcane Harris and Dewey Terry. They signed a contract with Specialty Records in 1957 and produced a couple of minor hits. They were better known as songwriters. Don and Dewey were the people behind I'm Leaving It All Up to You, the hit by Dale and Grace, Big Boy Pete, the song by the Olympics, and Justine, made famous by the Righteous Brothers. Now, when the duo broke up, they went their separate ways. And if that name Don Sugarcane Harris sounds at all familiar to you, maybe it's because he made his name as an electric violinist playing jazz and blues, playing with the likes of John Mayall and Frank Zappa and his Mothers of Invention. In fact, if you're a Zappa fan, listen to him on the Frank Zappa album Hot Rats and the Mothers album Burnt Weenie Sandwich. And then from 1956, that was the Eldorados. They started out by singing in the hallways of Englewood High School on Chicago's South Side. They were discovered by Chicago DJ and co-owner of VJ Records, Vivian Carter. Their biggest song came a couple of years earlier with the At My Front Door, Crazy Little Mama, and this song actually was an answer to that, performed just for laughs.
Number nine, took my baby up the line. Number nine, took my baby up the line. When I hear that lonesome whistle, Lord, I just can't help from crying. It's you, it's you, miss.
cry. It's confusing, but amusing that I'm in love with you. More can I do? Well, I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line. Let the night train ease my troubled mind. Troubled mind.
There's a couple of train songs for you here on the Time Machine, starting out in 1958 with Number 9 Train by Tar Heel Slim, also known as Alden Bunn. Tar Heel, because he was born and raised in Wilson, North Carolina, considered a very versatile singer. He started out singing in gospel groups in the South and then moved to New York City, where he began singing R&B, blues, rock and roll, and that song, clearly, rockabilly. And then from there, we went to the very early hit for the Moonglows, 219 Train from 1954. They were struggling at this very early point in their career, but thanks to a friendship with New York City DJ Alan Freed, the song got a lot of airplay on WINS radio and became a modest hit. It was later covered by Janis Joplin. You're tuned to The Time Machine on Owl Radio, a service of Skidumpha Public Library in beautiful downtown Damariscotta, Maine.
I do you have a feeling that you're lost in life with nobody to call you?
Ah, 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 so good. Ah, 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 ah,
I Feel Good All Over, 1962 hit by four guys from Newark, New Jersey, called The Fiestas. That group's first recording was their biggest recording, 1958's big hit So Fine. After that, the group went through several personnel shuffles over the next few years, but in 1962, the foursome got back together, recorded several new songs, and had a few small hits, including I Feel Good All Over. And speaking of feeling, we started out with That's the Way I Feel by Jimmy Pritchett, rockabilly artist from Memphis, Tennessee. That came out in 1958. He was discovered by songwriter, producer Stan Kessler, also a bass player and pedal steel guitarist at Sun Records in Memphis. He arranged to have Jimmy Pritchett recorded at Sun Records and got the song released. It did okay, but not great, and Jimmy Pritchett was never heard from again. Up next, an artist who is beloved in his hometown, and chances are you've never heard of him.
Slipping in a slide and peeping in a hide, and I'm so glad I got wise. Ripping in a run and drinking in a fun, and baby, I got empty old jive. You're slipping in a slide and peeping in a hide, and I caught you in the act last night. Oh, you pick a knob, a two-time job, I've been told a long time ago. You've been running around with that man cross town, baby, that hurt me so. You're slipping in a slide and peeping in a hide, won't be like that no more.
Another scratchy old 45.
All I need is someone like you. My dearest darling, please love me too. Within my heart, I pray your answer's yes. I'll make your life full of happiness. Whenever you need me, be there by your side. I pledge my life to you with God as our guide. Nothing in this world can keep us apart. I offer you my heart, and whenever you need me, I'll be there by your side. I'll pledge my life to you.
with God as our guide. Nothing in this world can keep us apart. My dearest darling, darling, I'll offer you my heart.
There's two tunes by New Orleans' favorite son, Eddie Beau, otherwise known as Eddie Bocage. He grew up in Algiers, just a short ferry ride from New Orleans, and he came from a family that was just loaded with other musicians, cousins, uncles. They all played with big bands renowned across the world. The first tune, that was I'm Wise from 1956. It was a somewhat bigger tune when it was recorded by Little Richard as Slippin' and Slidin'. And then in 1961, a tune that he wrote for Etta James, we heard My Dearest Darlin'. Nowadays, Eddie Beau is remembered for two things. One, his unique piano style, influenced heavily by a jazz pianist, Art Tatum, and New Orleans' own legendary pianist, Professor Longhair. And also that he recorded more songs, more 45s, than any other artist in New Orleans history, and that includes the very prolific Fats Domino. This is the Time Machine.
Well, I'm a fat man, baby. I got a message to bring to you. Well, I'm a fat man, baby. I got a message to bring to you. Through and through. If you know a fat man, you better grab him and squeeze him tight. Yes, if you know a fat man, you better grab him and squeeze him tight. Cause nothing but a fat man can do you nothing right. Well, most girls like I'm skinny. A skinny man's mighty neat. I'm twice as big, so I must be twice as sweet. Get your fat man, baby. He's a two-in-one. Yes, with a big man like that, you know you can have a lot of fun. On the playground! What makes a fat man so sweet? He ain't skin and bones, he's a whole lot of meat. Yes, I'm a rock house daddy, and I sure can satisfy. Just like all fat men, you know I'm a real home guy. Well, I hope you girls have got news I brought for you. Well, I hope you girls have got the news.
Radio.
Music.
Somebody.
There's a couple of musical heavyweights, figuratively and literally. We started out with Big John Greer from Hot Springs, Arkansas, his 1952 hit, I'm the Fat Man. He was best known as a tenor saxophonist and lead singer in a number of big bands, including the one led by Lucky Millinder. Later, he had his own band called the Rhythm Rockers. Like a lot of jump swing songs, it was very popular, Texas, Oklahoma, the Gulf Coast, but never achieved national recognition. And then that big voice that we finished up with, none other than Big Mama Thornton and her tune, They Call Me Big Mama, a follow-up to her huge 1952 hit, Hound Dog. And you're tuned to Owl Radio, a service of Skidumpha Public Library in beautiful downtown Damariscotta, Maine.
Said you could dance, said you could dance, said you could dance. Ah,
he said you could dance, my baby, let me see you ride. Baby, let's mumble. Oh, baby, I wanna mumble. Oh, baby, mumble, baby, never, never stop. I like the Texas hop, the chicken too. Let's do the mumble, baby, I'm in love with you. Mumble. Oh, baby, I wanna mumble. Oh, baby, mumble, baby, never, never stop. Hey, hey, hey!
Tell you about to get you me. Yeah, boogie woogie teenage. Yeah, a boogie woogie teenage. Well, they got that boogie down. They really go to town. Well, I saw a fine chick with long black hair.
Hey.
The way she boogie, man, you should have been there.
Yeah.
She's a boogie woogie teenage. Ooh, boogie woogie teenage. Boogie woogie teenage. Boogie woogie all night long. I gave a call.
Hey.
The cat said, wait a minute, that's my broad.
Yeah.
She's a boogie woogie teenage. Woo woo, boogie woogie teenage.
Boogie woogie teenage.
Boogie woogie all night long.
Yes, she's a boogie woogie teenager doing a chicken hop. Yes, she's a boogie woogie teenager doing a chicken hop. Yes, she got so much fun, don't know which way to hop.
A chick winked again.
Hey!
A cat said, wait a minute, that's my hen.
Yeah!
She's a boogie woogie teenage.
Boogie woogie teenage.
Boogie woogie teenage.
Boogie woogie teenage.
Boogie woogie teenage. Boogie woogie all night long. Let's go now. Boogie woogie teenage. Rock. Boogie woogie teenage. Pop. Boogie woogie teenage. Swing. Boogie woogie teenage. Jump. Boogie woogie teenage. Boogie woogie all night long.
time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
I guess you can say that rock and roll really came into its own in the 50s because of teenagers, the rise of the teenager. Suddenly, they were independent, they had spending money. Record labels, record producers, and artists all realized there was a market there, so they began churning out lots of records about teenagers. We just heard three of them. We started out in 1956 with a group called the Gaylarks and their song Mambo Teenage. Like so many doo-wop groups, they started singing together while in high school. These guys came from San Francisco. They were very popular on the West Coast, but never really broke in on the East Coast. And then we moved on to another 1956 hit, Boogie Woogie Teenage. That was Don Julian and some more birds, the Meadowlarks. They were from South Central Los Angeles, again formed while in high school. That sax solo, that was Plaz Johnson. Now, the group had several minor R&B hits after that, but in 1964, they scored a number one pop hit with their dance craze song, The Jerk. And then we finished up with probably one of the best-known songs in all of rock and roll history. That, of course, Dion and the Belmonts, A Teenager in Love. There were a lot of covers of that song, as you can imagine, including a parody by the Fugs, Septuagenarian in Love. We talk a lot about where music comes from, Los Angeles, New Orleans, Memphis, New York. I don't think we've ever talked about the groups that came out of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., but here are two of them.
Bye.
Here's a couple of tunes from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We started out with the Rainbows, a group that began singing together in 1951, well known around the Lincoln Heights area of Northeast Washington. But they broke up, changed some personnel, and then became the Rainbows. They wanted to be rock stars, so of course they set out for New York City to audition for Bobby Robinson and his Red Robin Records. Robinson listened to their tune and then turned them down. Undeterred, the group went back to D.C. They practiced, and a year later, Bobby Robinson changed his mind and signed them. At the recording session, they were going to do a version of Honey Hush, but they started to kind of goof around with the song of their own writing called Mary Lee. Robinson liked it, and that became the hit. Then we finished up with another D.C. band, the Clovers, sounding a little bit like the Coasters. That was Good Lovin', their first big hit from 1953, got to number 2 on the R&B charts. Their biggest hit wouldn't come until 6 years later with the song Love Potion No. 9, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller.
Time Machine.
Now, Lieber and Stoller were part of a kind of a phenomenon that started in New York City in the early 1950s and kind of continues to today. They were just two of many songwriters who huddled around pianos in little tiny offices in the Brill Building just north of Times Square in Manhattan. It was as close to a music factory as you could possibly get. What was the Brill Building sound? Well, let's check it out.
Face but a little bit of soul will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soul will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soul will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soul will never, 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 ever begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soul will never wash away my tears.
Have you heard? When love begins to die, it leaves someone to cry.
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soul will take away your perfume eventually. But a little bit of soul will never wash away the wash away my tears. I'll never lose the memory of your name in the night that I'll call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
It's the owl.
Jesus.
kissing. I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle and I told her that our teacher thinks she never learned in school. And she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked to her off the floor when she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Music from the Brill Building at 1619 Broadway in Midtown Manhattan, where in the 50s and 60s, a who's who of songwriters were crafting the biggest hits in the country for a who's who of singers and groups. We heard a very small sampling of some Brill Building music, starting out in 1956 with the Coasters and their first big hit, Down in Mexico, that was written by Brill Building stalwarts Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And then we went on to 1961 in a song by the Jarmels, A Little Bit of Soap. That was written by Burt Burns, who wrote or co-wrote several big hits, including Twist and Shout, Piece of My Heart, Brown Eyed Girl, Hang on Sloopy, and Under the Boardwalk. And then we went to the 1962 hit Tell Him by the Exciters. That was a collaboration among Burt Burns and Lieber and Stoller. And then we finished up with the teen idol from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That was Jimmy Clanton and Go, Jimmy, Go. That song, by the way, written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, who also wrote hits for Fabian, the Drifters, Bobby Rydell, and the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley. That brings us just about to the end of another edition of The Time Machine. This is John Levine. Thank you so much for listening in, and I hope you enjoyed the music. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about two other Brill Building composers, Neil Sedaka and Carole King. Rumor has it that Neil Sedaka and Carole King dated in high school, and it was Carole King who inspired Neil Sedaka to write his big hit, Oh, Carole, which he released, and shortly thereafter, Carole King had an answer.
Oh, Carole, I am but a fool. Darling, I love you, though you treat me cruel. You hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another, 'cause I love you so. Don't ever leave me, say you'll never go. I will always want you for my sweetheart, no matter what you do. But a fool. Darling, I love you, though you treat me cruel. You hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
To eat. Then you took me walking in the moonlight.
much molasses, and your lips suck to mine. Oh, Neil, I'd even give up a month's supply of chewing tobacco just to be known as Mrs. Neil Sedaki. My grandpappy, he don't like your records. He said if I play them, I will surely die. Look out, I see him coming with his shotgun. There's nothing left to do. Oh, Neil, I'll surely die for you.
Gal, not to play them daggone Neil Sedaki records.
Hello, dearie. I'm here to tell you that this was Time Machine Show number 17.